Every entrepreneur has been there.
Growing pains
obstacles make
to growth
stronger.
Gains.
It's the challenges that cause us to level up.
The Company Growth Podcast inspires you to keep going through the pain. I'm your host, Alicia Dominico.
Building up the inventory very slowly, one by one. I remember I wouldn't leave the office until I had one RV listed up there every day for the first few years. I took a vacation to Vancouver Island, rented a little RV, a camper van, a Westphalia. Absolutely had the time of my life, and I said I have to buy one of these. So I came back to Ottawa and bought a Westphalia off Kijiji, sight unseen.
You're listening to the voice of Joel Walters, the Director of Growth at RV Easy, a company that allows RV owners to rent out their motorhomes when they aren't using them. He's telling me where his personal appreciation of the recreational vehicle lifestyle comes from.
From this couple in Vancouver, so I had it sent over, and that sort of changed my life. I loved this little van and going camping in it, and I said I'm going to rent it out, let other people experience the van life lifestyle. And sure enough, I was showing a friend of mine the van and telling him my grand plans to rent it out and all that, and he said that his brother-in-law was starting a company that was doing that right in Ottawa. So it was kind of the most really synchronous experiences of my life. And so I called Mike and Will the next day, the two founders, and I quit my job within 2 weeks and never looked back.
Renting out your RV when you're not using it sounds like the perfect idea for RV owners. But as Joel tells me, it took a little while for the idea to gain steam.
You know, really the grassroots bootstraps efforts that we put in from the beginning, going to RV shows, boots on the ground, going to the music festivals, that have hundreds of RVs at them, and going one by one, walking up and down, talking to RV owners and telling them about RV Easy. And really just getting the word out from a grassroots point of view. And then, you know, our marketing team has been excellent too in getting us an online presence and really building that community of RV owners. We have a Facebook owners group, which is really active. A lot of people love the group. We do webinars on the group, and people can voice their opinions and ask questions. It's a really a community feel. So we've always wanted to be sort of an owner-focused platform at RVZ, where RV owners feel safe and they feel heard by the company. Because at the end of the day, you know, their success is our success, right? So, you know, the better they do, the better everyone does.
In my head, I'm thinking, well, you know, we used to be landlords who rented out our houses that we lived in, but would get them ready for Airbnb or VRBO. But I'm thinking an RV, it has to travel and it's got a motor in it. You know, it's a car and a home, so it can break down in more ways. So talk to me about how you overcame objections to these homeowners, these RV owners. I know you would have had to work hard to overcome that.
Yeah, very good question. So like anything, there's reservations when you're renting out an asset that you own, that you love. The other aspect to consider is that RV owners are very particular with their units, right? They coddle their units because, you know, it's a very personal space, and it's for vacation purposes and enjoying time with family. So this is something that we had to consider. But we at RVZ offer one of the best insurance products in the sharing economy. So we worked hard with the insurance provider to really come up with a great product for U.S. and Canadian owners that covers, you know, liability, collision, comprehensive, fire, theft, vandalism, you name it. And so, you know, that helps. That's the foundational piece. And then above and beyond that, we really provide owners a lot of education with how to properly use the service and how to minimize risks on the platform. That's kind of been another real key piece of my job, is to offer appropriate information to sort of appease some of their concerns when it comes to renting out their units. Yeah, I mean, you know, we take a security deposit. We screen all of our renters. They have to be fully verified, our renters. And there's a history check, a credit card check, right? So there's some real safeguards in place. And then if the owner goes through our checklist forms that we provide on the app and does all of their due diligence with showing the renter the RV and taking the time to properly go over everything, it really minimizes a lot of that risk. It's just a matter of being a responsible owner and doing that. And sure, I mean, renting out anything is going to cause a little more wear and tear on the unit. But that's just the price to pay for the thousands upon thousands of dollars that you're going to be making renting out your unit. You know, we had some owners on the website, you know, in Canada, in a 6-month season, make close to $60,000 or more. So it's like, there's a real benefit to doing this, especially because RVs are historically and typically not used, you know, 5 months out of the year. So
it's inventory sitting on the shelf, as the manufacturers would say.
Exactly. So, you know, this is kind of a no-brainer for people. And if you're smart about it and you follow the guidelines that we set out, you'll be fine.
It's clear from how Joel talks about RVing and van life that he's found a clientele and a subculture that he truly loves and understands. I asked what was next for RV Easy. How does a director of growth like Joel plan to scale this company?
Yeah, so we entered the US market back in July. And so now our goal is to really build up the inventory and demand in the US in the same way we did in Canada, and to really grow the brand, get awareness out there, get people on board with our platform, with how we are different from the competitors, and just offer them the best experience out there for renting out your RV. I mean, we really care about owners, and we think that shows in our service. So
that has got to be part of the challenge of trying to grow, is having enough of the inventory. So I appreciate that you spent that time, you know, walking the music festivals, really, like you said, boots on the ground, connecting with the owners of the RVs. What was the lesson you sort of needed to learn about getting owners to say, yeah, I'll put my stock there, my inventory, for someone to rent out?
Yeah, it definitely doesn't scale walking miles from RV to RV, but it's necessary. You know, you have to do things that don't scale at the beginning, and to develop that connection, that personal connection. And that's what we did. But you're right. Yes. So a double-sided marketplace, right? It's the chicken and the egg problem for every marketplace, is just how do you balance supply and demand? Because, you know, you always have to start with the supply and convince owners that this is something that is good for them to do, that they can actually make money. You know, a lot of people were skeptical at the beginning, like, who's going to rent my RV? You know, no one's going to pay $100 to $200 a night for my RV. And you really have to just be kind of passionate enough to convince them that, no, this is something, you know, you lose nothing by doing it, right? So even if they wouldn't have received any booking requests, there's still nothing lost by putting the RV on our website. It's free to list your RV on our site. So there's no initial costs to owners. And, you know, just sort of building up the inventory very slowly, one by one. I remember I wouldn't leave the office until I had one RV listed up there every day for the first few years. And then that grew. And then, you know, I thought to myself, it's funny how your paradigm shifts, because I thought it was so hard just to get one RV a day in the past when we first started, that I said, you know, how are we going to get three a day when my goals were three a day? And then, you know, now we're getting, you know, hundreds a day. So it's amazing. And that scales well, because when one person starts to use the service, RVers are very community focused people. And there's a large RV community, right? They talk and they share camping stories and RV tips and all that. And so they talk, when there's a platform where you can make $1,400 a week renting out your RV, RV owners talk, and that word of mouth has really spread rapidly, especially in Canada. And that's what we're trying to build, that same presence in the States right now. So we're back to kind of square one with our tactics. But you know, we have that solid reputation and foundation in Canada. So
that's one of the things I want to ask you, is that how you scaled it? You tapped into their general community enthusiasm. So was community advocacy, was that sort of customer advocacy program, was that the intentional method you used, or what did you do to tap into that enthusiasm to help you scale to hundreds of signups a day?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, it helps to have enthusiastic employees, and the owners of the company, Mike McNaught and Will Thompson, are super passionate. Mike has been an RV owner most of his life, and he's owned, you know, all sorts of RVs. Really knowledgeable, really, you know, generous guy with his time, and loves to communicate, loves to be in the community. Owns, you know, rents a space at a campground every summer where he talks to the community at his campground. And so, like I said, the presence at the festivals and the RV shows were big for us too. Going across the country for the last 3 years on these massive RV shows in Calgary and Halifax and Edmonton, and really meeting hundreds and hundreds of RV owners at these shows, and having those conversations. And then eventually, you know, word of mouth spreads. And if you offer a good product and a good experience, which we do on our website, we also have a mobile app available for download for free for everybody, renters and owners, that's really easy to use. You know, people respect that that level of service, and, you know, just being available to answer people's questions, because like I said, it was a new experience. For most people, most RV owners, and the demographic is a little bit, quote unquote, old school. You know, maybe not the most Airbnb type generation, but they really took to the service and jumped on board and are using the platform, you know, seamlessly now. So it's really been amazing to see.
2020 was a terrible year for so many businesses, and the tourism industry was hit by the pandemic especially hard. I asked Joel what it was like to face the pandemic from a tourism perspective, and how RV Easy managed to carry through.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, everybody's been hit hard in the travel industry, especially. And we were kind of spared a little bit of that at RVZ, because if you own an RV, you can, you know, post it on our website and rent it out when you're not using it, kind of like Airbnb, but for RVs. So, you know, people have these trailers sitting around, and they're really trailers and motorhomes. And, you know, like I own a few motorhomes myself, and I know a nurse that was looking to self-isolate while she was treating patients at the hospital. So she didn't want to bring anything home. So she rented my RV. I gave her a massive discount, and we were able to just sort of help out first responders by giving them these RVs to stay in. Yeah, and they're kind of self-contained units, right? They have a shower and a kitchen and a bed, and they're comfortable, and, you know, a heater. They're really ideal for self-isolation.
I never even thought of it as that use case. What about parking your RV? Was that, you know, finding space in the city to use them and get them to people? That wasn't...
Well, the nice thing about our site and platform is that a lot of our RV owners will actually drop and deliver the units for renters, because not everybody has a truck to pull a trailer, right? Or necessarily, you know, the experience to drive a huge Class A 40-foot motorhome. So we have a lot of RV owners who are more than willing to deliver their RVs to certain locations to the renters, and we found that that happened a lot during COVID. Was these requests would come in for units from first responders, nurses, just anybody really. And, you know, maybe the renters didn't have time to to get things together and go pick up the trailer. So owners would just drop it off right at the renter's house, or we had some that were dropped off on hospital premises, in parking lots, designated areas of parking lots in at the hospital. So really, that was one of the benefits of renting through us, is that owners are able to deliver. And that applies to the summer as well, where if you don't own a truck and you want to rent a trailer for your family vacation, you can just have an owner deliver the trailer right to the campground for a little bit of an extra charge.
The one positive side of the pandemic is that companies are forced to innovate and support each other. There were some truly great ideas born from that hardship that we also saw in 2020. Here's Joel talking about how RV Easy worked to help the community during a crisis.
With every great tragedy, a silver lining is always that people band together and show their resiliency and come together for creating good and trying to help, right? So this is certainly the case during the pandemic crisis. And at RVZ, we had sort of seen some of those situations. A few years ago, there was a major flood that happened here in Ottawa. And we offered our RVs to the victims of that flood, whose houses had been devastated. So really, we've had two major opportunities to help the community. And it's been wonderful to see the reception and just being able to lend an RV, which is it's an amazing self-contained, self-isolating unit that it has all the comforts of home.
After the early days of walking for miles and miles through music festivals and RV campsites, talking to hundreds and thousands of RV owners, then surviving the pandemic as a tourism business and being creative about what that business could do to help first responders, I wondered, what does the future hold for RVZ?
We currently have close to 10,000 RVs on the website. So I should mention that we're now also in the United States, but we were in Canada the first 3 years. And then in our fourth year this year, we entered into the US market. But it's really been a journey, and it's been an effort to connect with owners and understand the needs, understand the demographic, and help them use this service, which is the first to exist in Canada. Basically, we were one of the first companies to introduce RV sharing in Canada.
At RVZ, it's a company where we're all very close here. I know it's cliche to say, but it feels like a family. It really does. We started small, and it was three or four of us in a little room, and then that grew. Now we're over 50, 60 employees. But still, there's a real good energy at RVZ.
To learn more about Joel's company growth story or to join RVZ, search RVZ, RVEZY, on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Find more episodes of the Company Growth Podcast at anchor.fm/Company Growth Podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you've got a company growth story you'd like to share, reach out to Tangible Words. We'd love to hear your story and use it to inspire others to beat their own company growing pains. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Company Growth Podcast.